Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, honey. Listen, it is 5:21, 2022, 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team, and a must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patati. Listen. This show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's GUBBARUM.com, GumbaRum.com. We do have two rums. We have one that's infused with vanilla, one that's infused with coconut. We have the silver and the gold. And the CEO of Gumba Rum, Steve Gum, will be in New Orleans, Louisiana in June. Yes. So if you are in New Orleans, Louisiana, and you would love to attend the Wine and Food Expo show, Steve Gum is going to be there with his table and his booth. And you can sample Gumba Rum. Listen, Gumba Rum is the smoothest rum on the planet. It is wicked smooth. So listen, if you are in one of the parishes in Louisiana, please do stop by and visit the Gumba Rum booth and sample and taste Gumba Rum. You can also enjoy some great food as well. Listen, this is special musical showcase and salute for Angelo. Got some great music by him. I am telling you, it is boot scooting boogie bad. Listen. He wrote this particular song out of COVID, you know, other than the pandemic. And so, listen, it's all about the pandemic, Ukraine. And I want you to take a listen to this great heart music. This one is called Out of Touch. Out of Touch. Take a listen to this.
Yeah.
baby. That was smashing bad. That was bad. Listen, that was some good stuff. I am telling you, that song is hot and on fire. Angelo did an amazing job. Listen, so the song is all about normality under COVID. Y'all understand. We're just not coming out of the pandemic. Listen, I'm going to tell you something, what he did. He took a bad situation and pulled something good up out of it. Listen, we can, of course, all relate. The whole world can relate to being out of touch. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all know Mama always got a life lesson every single day. Let me tell y'all. We all kind of out of touch. We all was out of touch, you know, because we have to stay in. We have to do all these things. We have to quarantine. Y'all know the story, so I ain't got to retell that story. But listen, I am telling you, my family went out last weekend. It was my aunt's birthday, so we celebrated her birthday last week. I am telling you, we was at the restaurant. I'm telling you, we was at that restaurant. I wasn't thinking about no food. All that good food up in that place, I wasn't thinking about no food. I was so happy to be out. Let me tell you something. I was so happy to be out amongst people and talking. My mouth just did not stop. I was trying to talk to everybody I could see. You know what I mean? I am telling you, I was just like, oh, my God. They let me out. I wasn't thinking about eating no food. I wasn't thinking about none of that. I was just enjoying the presence of people. Do you understand me? So listen, y'all, it's just like that old saying. Y'all remember that story? Some of y'all heard the story. If you put grasshoppers in a jar, y'all heard this before. If you put grasshoppers in a jar, you know, and you put the top on the jar, and they keep bouncing up, and they trying to get out of the jar. You know, that's what it was like for us. We was in the pandemic. We was in the jar, and the lid was on top. We trying to get out. We can't get out. And then what happens? But now with the story with the grasshoppers in the jar, when you open up the lid, the story goes, they don't come out because they used to being inside. But no, oh no, honey, that wasn't the end of my story. My story was, I am glad to be out amongst people. You know what I mean? Because I love to talk. I don't never stop rattling my jaw. You know what I mean? So listen, anytime I get an opportunity to socialize and talk to some other people, I don't know how to be quiet. I do not know how to be quiet. Listen. I said all that to say this. Angelo hit it on point with this song, Out of Touch. Lord, today. You know, that's a really, really heart numbing. Let me tell you something. I got some more music for you. Honey, this one is Happier. And my man, high side. Listen. Y'all, you know, I just don't know what to do with myself. I'm so excited. I am telling you. I'm really telling you. This song, Happier, is phenomenal. You know, he got a booty shaking song. He got a country line dancing song. And what he did is really genius and phenomenal because he took country, he took blues, he took soul, and he got in a little rap. He kind of mixed it all together. I mean, he got that flavor. He really made a musical pot of gumbo. You know how you make gumbo? You know you got everything in your pot of gumbo. So that's really what it is. He made a musical pot of gumbo, and I'm telling you, it is some kind of delicious. It is some kind of good. Now, y'all, listen. If y'all don't believe me what I'm saying, y'all hear it for yourself. The name of the song is Happier. Take a listen.
Uh-oh.
Baby.
Wow.
Ooh-wee, baby. All right.
Let's go to high side.
Hey. Oh, baby girl, you know I got a game. Don't rock the boat. I wanna take you to a place where blues sets up. So she wanna roll, but can you hold the flow? While you peer me, baby, what you need? I got a double dose. She wanna go down a country road where the music keep playing and moonshine make you lose control. She wanna know if I'ma please her, baby. From the top of the top, I'll show you how we love the lady. Look at him now. All this southern country love, and I want you to be shaking. When she moves her body, say she's not for me. Watch yourself, I'm gonna risk it all. Oh, she got that feel. I know a hole in the wall. We can turn it to the 12 of the year. Have it. Let's go to the joint party, baby. Have it.
get on. You got me tempted, baby. Ooh. On you, I wanna spend it all. Like, I wanna be your fantasy man. The way you roll it, baby. I'm about to give you what no one can. Good stuff like Bobby Rush. Ooh. I wanna swing out of tough cup. A little Tyrone, baby. Girl, I think we had a turning point. A little rock like Lenny with wine. Before you meet my love. If you feel it, baby. So drag all across the club. Watch out now. All the Southern country love. And I want you to be my shape. Way she move her body. Say she's hot for me. Watch yourself. About to risk it all. Southern man to make you fall quick. Good, good. Look at that cooler full of crawfish. Go get your bed. I know you're hungry. You ain't need nothing. She said, nah, I'm full of much. I'm trying to shake, shake. Happier. Tell you, listen, what you're losing. Rap for real. You ain't got to leave. You can take a nap here. Yeah, Mr. Goody called me Michael, baby. Mama calling. I'm going to be back there. The way you're tricking, girl, you gon' go viral. She said, listen there, Michael. You happy to see me or you came with a rifle? Cause you bless it like a man of the Bible. DJ cut that Jack Brown on. Got a brand new bag. Turn it up, play it loud, homie. Pretty bitch, you going high five. Half here. Shake that ass over the mic.
All this Southern country love and I want you to be shaking. Way she move her body, say she hot for me. Watch yourself, about to risk it all. Oh, she got that feel. I know a hole in the wall. Watch yourself.
Baby, open the front door. Open the front door because I'm coming in, honey. Listen, listen. That is Highside, Highside featuring Mystical. Listen, y'all, I'm so happy to be working with Highside. You know, let me tell y'all something. Y'all know Mama always got life lessons and everything. Then I got to play another song. I got Mr. Snoop Dogg. We're going to drop it like it's hot a little bit on this Saturday afternoon. Now, listen, 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 listen. If you have some business opportunities before you and you don't know which one to select, let me tell you something, and you don't quite know how to make a decision, you don't know which one to pick out for yourself. Now, this is what Mama always go by. This is what I always go by. Now, listen, you can't, you know, you go with your gut instinct. Yes, you follow your gut instinct. You follow your intuition. You know, can you get excited? I was watching on Shark Tank, and they follow pretty much the same thing. I was listening very, very closely to Shark Tank. I got a reason why I'm saying this. I listened very, very closely to what they were saying on Shark Tank. I just love things that's educational, entertaining and education where I can learn something. So Kevin Hart was telling this young entrepreneur, he said, I love your concept. I love what you're doing. He said, but I really can't get on board with you because I really can't get excited enough about what you're telling me. And I said, Now that seems like common sense to me. That seems like common sense. But some people, you know, they make decisions on other things. But listen, you know, that's the way you make business decisions. You got to really, of course, you got to be excited with what the person is doing. You got to be excited about the music. You got to be ready to be fired up because you got to be at the same level they are. If you got somebody project and they concept, of course, they are the inventor. They are the artist. They are all excited about what they're doing, right? Now, if you can't match their same level of being excited, you don't need to be working with them. That's as simple as that. You know, a lot of times people get into things because they're going to make the money, but they ain't really all excited about it. They ain't going to tell you. They're going to pretend like they're up at your level. But listen, in order to make a great union and a great business partnership, you really need to be at the same level of excitement because when both of y'all are working at the same level of excitement, you can't help but to be successful because both of y'all putting it all in. That's that 100. That's that 100. I live by the rule, the golden rule of 100, 100, 100, 100. See, both of y'all working at the level of being 100. You're both putting it in. You're both being honest. So that's why I love Highside. I love Highside because I can get totally 100% excited about the song. don't have here, because it's great, it's phenomenal, it's polished. He got a polished website. The music is banging bad. And, you know, plus, now the icing on cake for me is my auntie. I am telling you, God rest her beautiful soul. She was saying, that's the one, Aaron. That's the one, Aaron. I'm telling you what's the truth. But listen, I'm really serious about this. So listen, if y'all got something on the table and you got a couple of decisions in front of you and you don't know which one to go with, you go with the one with your gut and your instinct, you know, and if it makes financial sense, of course, and you're level 100%, can you 100% dedicate yourself and be loyal to the cause and the project, whatever it is? If you answer yes on all those points, that's the one you go with, my darling. So now listen, let's do a little bit. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Pimps in the crib, ma.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
When the pigs try to get at you,
park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
Park it like it's hot.
And if a nigga get an attitude,
pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Sean Don and I'm on the best weed cause I got it going on, ma.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams.
Yep.
See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million bow. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. The phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide wrist red. I can exercise.
Listen. I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast on the Saturday afternoon. But guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. Now, y'all remember how to make those decisions and those choices when it comes to business ideas. And artists, make sure to treat your music like a business, because at the end of the day, you got to have a business plan. You got to have a marketing plan. Oh, yes, you do, because your music is your brand, baby. And the way you present your brand is the way people are going to receive you, not only by your music. Honey, because let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something real quick, and I got to get on up out of here. We see it every day. Now, listen, we all are guilty of this when it comes to high-profile individuals, when it comes to celebrities. We looking at what they doing. We looking at who got, you know, what the record. I don't even want to bring up nobody's name. But listen, I'm looking at videos the other day. Wendy Williams and what she doing. She's saying somebody took her money. We look at that kind of stuff, and that tarnishes your reputation. Now, there's one thing I can't stand is a tarnished reputation. I look out for tarnished reputation. Good morning. That's hard to come back from. When you tarnish your reputation, everybody's going to still be talking while you're still working hard to get your reputation built back up. And let me tell you something. Everybody goes through that, whether you're a high-profile person, whether you're a celebrity, whether you're just an everyday businessman, everybody go through it. You got to protect your reputation, because what you put out there is what people going to see. And they're going to look at your past. They're going to be dissecting everything. And then they're going to say, well, they did this, they did that. I am telling you what's the truth. People do not want their names to be attached to somebody that got a tarnished past. And it's just the truth. It's just the truth. It's just true. And then they look at your comeback story. Boy, you're able to come back from what you messed up from, okay? Now, listen, that's just some free advice right there. So be careful how you handle your reputation. It means the world. Your reputation is more than the price of gold, honey. Listen. It's true. It's true. It's true. Now, I got to get on out of here. Listen, y'all, enjoy y'all Saturday afternoon and be good and be sweet, all right?
You motivated. You motivated, you winning.